Hot Country 103.5 joining me in studio for this week's Hot Discovery. We've got Ty Bainton. We're going to kick things off with a tune, the acoustic version of his new song. It's called Lightning in a Bottle.
Well, it's crazy how fast your life can change. A minute just hit me, and now nothing seems the same. Every little moment is almost more than I can bear. Kinda like a free fall, loving it a little too much care. She's lightning in a bottle I can't contain. She's got me falling like the rain. She's electric, I can't help it, it's driving me insane. She's hard to catch, even harder. Like lightning in a bottle. It's amazing how that girl lights up a room, intoxicating, and I'm acting like a fool. She's got me swaying like a wave across the sand. I'm about to capsize, but I'll hold on if I can. She's lightning in a bottle I can't contain. She's got me falling like the rain. She's electric, I can't help it, it's driving me insane. She's hard to catch, even harder to hold. Like lightning in a bottle. Bottle I can't contain. She's got me falling like the rain. She's electric, I can't help it, it's driving me insane. She's hard to catch, even harder to hold. She's hard to catch, even harder to hold. Like lightning in a bottle.
Came through good, so let's just get right into it. Ty Bainton back in studio for the Hot Country 103.5 Hot Discovery. Your new tune, Lightning in a Bottle. Where did that song come from? How did it come to life?
Man, like as songwriters, we all kind of have that note section in our phone, or, or some of us still use notebooks. I actually still use a notebook. But I had the song idea. I don't know where it came from, but I had the she's hard to catch, even harder to hold, like lightning in a bottle, and it sat in that notebook for a couple years because I couldn't think how to do that justice. And I was down in Nashville a little while back, and just it wasn't even a scheduled write. There were just four of us sitting around, kind of catching up and throwing songs back and forth. And for whatever reason, I'm like, hey guys, what do you think of this? And I kind of threw the idea out, and we started playing around with some guitar parts, and we wrote the chorus that afternoon. And me and one of the other guys got together the next day, and I think we wrote the two verses in 30 minutes. It just came together, and it fits so perfectly. And I'm really happy with the way it turned out. We had a lot of fun in the studio recording this one.
It's a great tune, fun, upbeat song. Now, what else have you been up to lately? I noticed that you've been doing a little bit of rodeo as well.
Yeah, you got to do something stupid every now and then. I ride saddle bronc whenever I can. I got out probably about 12 or 13 times last year to ride. This year I'll be lucky if I get it on two or three head. My tour schedule is just so crazy busy with music, but I wouldn't want it any other way. Just hopefully I can get out and ride a few this year.
Now, to get to know Ty Bainton a little bit better, I've got a bucket here.
Oh, geez.
And what is in this bucket is well over 300 questions. Just kind of get
to
know
your style.
We're going
to be here a while. No.
You got to answer every single
question.
So we're going to get you to pick one or two.
Sure.
And we'll get to know you just a little bit better. Dig down in there and we'll see what you get.
Estimate how many windows are in Halifax. Jeez. Like, you know when you think you know what the question is going to be, and then you get this. Is more than two an acceptable answer?
Sure.
Do you actually have the answer to this question?
No.
You know what? I think you need to look this up, and you need to text me later and tell me what the answer to this question is.
I'll see if I can find that on Wikipedia.
Or somebody listening knows what the answer to this is. Yeah. Why do you know that?
Yeah.
But also, I'm kind of curious.
How many windows are in Halifax? We have a lot of glass buildings here in Halifax.
There are.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing I noticed, because the Canadian Country Music Awards were here a few years back, and we had way too much fun here. Basically because everybody wants to drink and play music, which is perfect. But it didn't matter where we went. I had to walk uphill. Didn't matter where. It's like, I think we were at the lower deck, which is down by the water. And someone's like, oh, let's go to Ale House, which I think is up here somewhere.
Yep.
And I'm like, that's a great idea. Let's go to another bar. Because in Ontario, going to another bar is like we're going around the corner.
Yeah.
Here, it was an epic adventure.
Yeah. If you can survive a night in Halifax, your first night bar hopping, you can probably climb Mount Everest.
I feel like if you live in Halifax and you bar hop regularly, you don't need a gym membership.
No.
Like you're getting your cardio and your leg workout all at the same time.
What's your next question?
What fictional place would you most like to go to?
Oh.
Star Wars, obviously. Come on, man.
Awesome.
I don't know which planet, but I would totally pick Star Wars.
Tatooine?
I'd be a little hot there.
Yeah.
me and heat don't go well together. I like the winter. Yeah. I'm one of those few people that is like negative 20 out and I'm driving around on my truck with the windows down. Mind you, the one time, one of the first trucks I had was a 99 Dodge Dakota. And, you know, in Canada, when you go to Tim Hortons and you try and roll your window down, this is back when you actually had to roll your window down, my window was frozen shut. So normally you just reef on the thing and the window goes down. Well, I did this and the window stayed put, but it came loose from the thing that holds the window. So I didn't think much of it. I just opened the door, got my Tim Hortons and I left. And then with the heat on in the truck and I'm driving down the road, the ice eventually thawed and now the window is in my door. So it's literally the middle of winter. I have no window. So I'm driving around with a toque, one glove on, the heat blasting, and I'm driving around and people are looking at me like, who is this guy?
The 1x80 air conditioning.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was fantastic.